Soros Network Fears Rise of Nationalism. By Jose Nino. Alexander Soros, the son and heir apparent of the far-left plutocrat George Soros, recently penned a piece in Politico about the Open Society Foundations, OSF, and its recent pivot in political priorities. Part of its new focus is preventing the re-election of former President Donald Trump in 2024. The younger Soros stressed that an America First victory in the 2024 presidential election would augur poorly for the European Union. "I believe a MAGA-style Republican victory in next year's U.S. presidential election could, in the end, be worse for the EU than for the U.S.," the younger Soros declared. "Such an outcome will imperil European unity and undermine the progress achieved on many fronts in response to the war in Ukraine. There have been rumors that OSF is shutting down its operations in Europe after Alexander, who now chairs the multi-billion-dollar OSF, announced that the organization would be eliminating funding for a large portion of its European operations." However, the younger Soros poured cold water on this speculation by declaring that the subversive transnational nonprofit is shifting our priorities in Europe accordingly. "Yes, this means we will be exiting some areas of work as we focus on today's challenges, as well as those we will face tomorrow," he noted. "And yes, we will also be reducing our headcount significantly, seeking to ensure more money goes out to where it's most needed." Alexander stressed that the OSF would maintain its support for Ukraine during its war with Russia. "We are proud that the Network of Civil Society Groups, OSF, has assisted with over $250 million since 2014, and that this has played such an important role in Kiev's resilience in the face of Russia's horrific war of aggression," he boasted. Trump has been one of the most vocal opponents of the way the West has handled the Russo-Ukrainian conflict. Since Russia launched a military invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022, NATO member states have sent billions of dollars in economic aid and weapons to Ukraine to foment a proxy war against Russia. Trump has taken a realist policy stance on this issue by opposing unquestioned, open-ended military aid to Ukraine. "The pivot by the OSF demonstrates these elites have a genuine fear of Donald Trump and the movement he embodies." Soros and his cadre view Trumpian nationalism and populism as an existential threat that will require vast resources to stymie. The Soros clan recognized that its resources can only go so far across the globe. While Europe has various populist parties gradually gaining electoral traction, they've largely been contained by center-right and center-left political establishments teaming up to oppose their ascent. Additionally, many European countries count on so-called hate speech laws and other tyrannical measures that are designed to clamp down on free speech, especially against the populist right. These factors make it much more difficult for right-wing populists to pull off major political upsets. On the other hand, the US still maintains relatively robust free speech principles and features a political primary system in presidential elections that allows for anti-establishment candidates to emerge and shake things up, as was the case with Trump in 2016. Although Trump's presidency left a lot to be desired for America First nationalists, his election in 2016, nevertheless, has kept Western political elites up at night. They already pulled out all stops throughout the COVID pandemic by changing election laws and having big tech companies act as privatized censorship arms of the deep state to stop Trump's re-election bid. However, this paranoid band of globalists are still petrified of Trump and his movement. Hence, the recent barrage of indictments levied against the former president for his alleged role in inciting an insurrection on January 6, 2021, hoarding classified documents, engaging in election interference in Georgia, and dishing out hush money payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. Even then, certain factions of this globalist cabal are probably still frightened that Trump may weather this indictment storm. Soros and company want to guarantee that Trump does not win by doubling down on their efforts to stop him in 2024. Should the United States get swept up in a populist fervor, it could have a reverberating effect across the pond. After all, the US is the premier superpower, and any political changes that transpire there will invariably spread worldwide. By adamantly opposing Trump's 2024 candidacy, Alexander Soros is following in his father's footsteps as the chair of the Open Society Foundations. At 93, George, the elder Soros, is no longer capable of running the day-to-day affairs of his multitude of globalist enterprises. Earlier this summer, George passed control of his multi-billion-dollar empire to Alex. George Soros is a committed proponent of globalism. He struck it rich as an investor and used his vast wealth to create and bankroll a consortium of non-governmental organizations that advance his globalist agenda. The OSF figures most prominently among these organizations, which generally back culturally leftist causes such as abortion, criminal justice reform, i.e., soft on crime policies, mass migration, and transgenderism. All things considered, the Soros network has every reason to fear a Trump presidency. A Trumpian foreign policy would largely be America-focused and not fixated in carrying out a perpetual proxy war in Ukraine or other internationalist expeditions. As a result, the European Union will receive less attention from the US. Moreover, a Trump victory could galvanize right-wing populist parties and even propel some to victory in Europe, thereby jeopardizing this transatlantic globalist approach. In many respects, a Trump victory in 2024 could represent a first step toward reverting to the nation-state model that had characterized international affairs prior to the Cold War. In the eyes of the globalist elite, this would be a nightmare scenario. For that reason, globalist institutions, generously backed by Soros, will go to great lengths to prevent Trump from retaking control of the White House in 2024. Jose Niño is a freelance writer based in Austin, Texas. You can contact him via Facebook and Twitter. Get Heist's book, The 10 Myths of Gun Control, at josealbertonino.gumroad.com. Subscribe to his Substack newsletter by visiting Jose Niño Unfiltered on soupstck.com.